Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 14. It says, "And whosoever shall not receive you," this is Jesus speaking, "nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or that city, shake off the dust of your feet." Just feel to share this with you all today, this title, "Don't Carry Old Dirt into New Seasons." Would you lift your hands one more time and let's pray. Lord, feel your presence in this place today. I feel your anointing in this house. God, I pray that your word would spark in someone's heart today what they need to hear. We need you, God, today. We need you to move. God, without you here, it's just us gathering together of our own accord. But with you here, God, you can create change and you can begin to move in somebody's life. We need you today. We trust you to do this work today that we can't do without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Don't carry old dirt into new seasons. What the setting for this scripture today in the book of Matthew, Jesus is speaking to his disciples and he's sending them out. It doesn't specifically say it in this portion of scripture, but in Mark chapter number 6, where Mark speaks of the same situation, it does say specifically that he sent them out two by two. And if you read the beginning of the chapter here in chapter 10, he lists them, the 12 disciples, in groups of two. So it lends us to believe that he sent them out in pairs to go and minister, to go and pray, to go and cast out devils, to perform miracles. That was what he instructed them to do. But then he adds something in here that's very interesting. And he says, "I want you to go into all these cities." And he sent them out in separate directions. And he said, "And whosoever, whatever house is found worthy," but what that really means is who accepts you, who allows you to come in, who hears your words, who responds. So whosoever is found worthy, he said, you're going to stay there and you're going to minister. But if they don't hear your words and if they won't listen to what you're saying, they won't receive you. Here in verse 14, it tells us that you're supposed to leave and you're supposed to shake the dust off of your feet. You're supposed to get rid of that feeling of what you're going through. You're supposed to just leave it there because it doesn't mean that God hasn't sent you. When he sent the disciples, he ordained them. He gave them power. But sometimes when you get into a situation and you don't see things work out as you're supposed to, what we start to question is whether we should have been there to begin with. Did we miss the will of God? Did we not hear his voice correctly? We're not seeing what we thought we would see. I'm just here to tell you that whether you're in the will of God or out of the will of God, you're still going to face situations. You're still not going to have a perfect rose-filled life. You're going to have situations that don't work out in the way that you think that they should. And so when he tells his disciples, he said, you're going to go some places and they won't hear you. They won't receive you. But what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to shake the dust off of your feet when that happens. Just because it didn't happen in that house doesn't mean it won't happen in this next house. But if you stay in the house where it's not working, if you allow that the dirt of that house, the residue of that unbelief to stay on your shoes, it will carry with you into the next one. So you're supposed to step into the new season that's in front of you and leave the other things behind you. That's what he's telling them to do. Just because it didn't happen doesn't mean it won't happen. Just because you didn't get an answered prayer in 2023 doesn't mean you won't get one in 2024. Just because you didn't see what you wanted to see this year doesn't mean that you won't see it next year. Sometimes there's a timing involved, and sometimes there's also a human element involved, and you've just got to trust God and say, okay, if I didn't see it here, I'm going to step into the new season, and I'm not going to bring anything with me from that old season. I'm going to step in and trust that you're with me in all of those things. Now, I brought these out here today, and I'm going to put them on because they're so fashionable, all right? It's going to catch on, guys. Just wait and see. Listen, I just came back from youth convention. They're wearing stuff I never thought we'd see wear, so. Tennis shoes with suits and whatever those big chunky shoes are. How many remember Doc Martens? How many know those are the top of the list now? I mean, they're come 30 years ago. Now they're back around. All right, so here, you see, doesn't it look good? Now, these are lacrosse boots. They have 1,600 grams of thinsulate in them. So you can go outside and hunt when it's cold. That's what they're there for, okay? So I'm going to wear these for a moment because they fit into my illustration. So just bear with me. How many husbands have heard this, or kids? Take your shoes off at the door. Don't you come in this house with those shoes on. When it was at my house growing up, it was because we always had the carpets clean. We'd have Stanley Steamer. How many have ever had them come to your house? Good old Stanley Steamer. Probably one of the worst summer memories I remember is Stanley Steamer coming to our house when I was young, and it was blazing hot outside, and we had to stay outside the entire time they were there, and I think they were there 13 hours. I don't know. It felt like it. But the first thing that we heard was, take your shoes off. We just cleaned the carpets. My wife, we have a lot of, if you've been to our house, we have laminate all downstairs, and she likes to keep that clean and mop and sweep. And so invariably, when she gets done mopping, somebody will walk in with shoes on. Take your shoes off at the door. Don't wear your shoes on. I just mopped this. This is a familiar thing. And I do pretty good with this. I think I do. Okay? But one of the ways that I know I fail in this regard is when I get up early in the morning to go hunting. And I go outside and I get all my gear on and I have my boots on. My boots go on first and then I put all the other stuff on to try to stay warm. Invariably, I forget something in the house. Something like that I have to go back into the house for. And what I think in my mind is I'll walk very carefully with my boots on to not get anything on the floor and get what I need. But always what happens is, it doesn't matter how carefully you walk, you leave a trail of dirt everywhere you go. And then I don't have time to clean it up because I've got to get to the woods. So usually I'll get a text at some point in the morning about the dirt that's on the floor. Nobody else. Okay. Don't come in. Don't bring that dirt in there. We've heard that. And I'm here to tell you today that in or out of the will of God, you accumulate things in your walk with God that should not go into a new season with you. The prodigal son is a story that we all know well for the most part. And if you don't, I'll summarize. It was a man with two sons, and the youngest son wanted his inheritance before his father died. And he said, give me everything that's coming to me. And so he did. And he left and went into a far country, and he spent everything he had on riotous living, the Bible says. And he ended up with a big famine in the land and nowhere to go. And he ends up in a pig pen slopping hogs. That's what he was doing. And at some point, the Bible says he comes to his senses and he realizes that even the servants in his father's house have more than he does. And so he goes back to his father's house. But here's where I want to differentiate, because yes, the father ran out to greet him. Yes, the father was looking for him and loved him and threw a party for him. But I'm just here to tell you, the father was not allowing the pig pen to come into the house. Hear me what I'm saying today. He was saved from the pig pen. But there was something that said, I've got to get rid of what's on this outside residue of the season that I just walked through. There's an aroma that comes with a pig pen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There, if you've ever worked around a farm, you understand there's an aroma that comes with working in those environments. And there's something about walking. It doesn't matter. You can work out all day and don't even realize it because you're around it all the time. But if you walk somewhere else, somebody can pick up that aroma. It's like those that are smokers. They don't even smell it anymore. But you walk into their house or you're around them, you can smell it because maybe you don't smoke and you smell that residue. And so there was something that was important that the father put a ring on his finger and he put his sandals on him, but he also put a robe on him. He covered that up. He said, you know what? We've got to make sure we don't bring that old season into the new season. We got to make sure that we don't take what you've just walked through and bring it into the house, because we're delivering you from that. We're making sure that we take away those things that should not be in your life and we're getting you to where you need to be. Don't bring that stuff into the house. Joseph, what a wonderful story. We could spend many weeks studying the story of Joseph, but Joseph was adept at making sure that the last season didn't affect his new season. Joseph was adept at this. When Joseph got to Potiphar's house, I don't know how he was able to do it, but he was able to shake the dirt off of being betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery. I don't know how you do that. I know that there's hurt and offense there, but Joseph was able to shake that dirt off before he stepped into that new season. Why? Because you can't run Potiphar's house when you're still bitter with your brothers. Because you can't do what God is asking you to do when you're still carrying dirt from an old season. You can't accomplish what God is instructing you to do when you're carrying residue from a season that you walked through of hurt. And when he got from the prison to the palace, he was able to shake the dirt off of the prison stuff. He was betrayed. He was lied on. He was put in prison for something that wasn't true. And yet even there, he was able to shake the dirt off of a prison and step into being second in command all of Egypt. You can't do that when you're carrying dirt from an old season. You can't step into a role that God has prophesied or ordained or laid out for you when you're still carrying dirt from an old season. Hear me today, somebody. You're trying to step into a new season that God has for you, and you're trying to hold on to the old dirt of what you've been dealing with in your past. You're trying to hold on to the things that bothered you yesterday and bring them into today. But I've got a simple word for you today. Don't carry old dirt into new seasons. Don't bring those things which don't belong in the house into the house. Don't step into something that God has ordained for you and try to hold on to that thing that's held you back for so long. Some of you have stepped into new seasons in your life and immediately begin to disqualify yourself because the dirt that you were collecting in the previous one has followed you. These boots, if you could see the bottom of these boots, they have an aggressive tread on them. For a purpose. You need traction when you're walking in the woods or when you're walking out. We want to make sure we have traction when we're climbing the tree. There's a purpose in these boots for having those. But what the issue is, when things get a little bit muddy, that mud gets up in the boots and then it hardens. And they serve the purpose. They help me gain traction, but now when I get out of the stickiness and the muddiness and I get out of the problem area that I was in and I get back to my house, and I might take them off for the moment in the garage like I'm supposed to, but the next time I go hunting and I put these boots on, that mud has dried inside of those boots. And it's hard and it's crusty and it takes away, first of all, the traction that I need. But when I start going back in the house to get something, I don't even realize that I'm tracking in dirt from when I was out in the woods 2 weeks ago because it was hardened inside of my boots. Pastor, this is silly. It's just a simple illustration. I know it is. Follow me what I'm saying today. These boots are designed to dig into the soil. But if you're not careful, you accumulate dirt from those old seasons and you start carrying it with you into new seasons, and you don't even realize it. That dirt that were in these boots was what I dealt with 2 weeks ago. It was never meant to be in my house today. It was never meant to be in this season today. That dirt that is in my boots was never intended to be a part of what my day looks like today. But because I didn't get rid of it, it's now affecting my today. That stuff in your past was never meant to be in your future, but it's affecting your today because you won't get rid of it now. It was never meant to be here. It was never meant to be a part of what your today looks like, but you won't let it go and you won't clean it out. You've got to don't carry old dirt into new seasons. Don't carry things in your life that shouldn't be there any longer. Listen, it's like, and I know I'm just going with this illustration of being in the woods, but there's burrs and there's invasive plants that as you walk through, they're designed to catch on your pants and catch on your shirt. Why? So when you keep walking, it'll be deposited somewhere else and they can continue to grow. When you start walking through some things that our enemy plants things specifically in our lives, that if we're not careful, we just accumulate without even knowing it. It just sticks to your clothes and you don't even realize it's there. And what he allows to happen is if you don't clean that off, you get into your today and now you're depositing burrs and seeds of bitterness from things that you didn't even realize were attached to your clothes because you didn't check them when you walked out of the woods. Listen, you're coming from one season into another and you've got to make sure you're not carrying some old things into a new thing. You've went through some things. I'm talking to somebody here today. This season you've been in, you've picked up a few things and it's not all your fault. You've accumulated some dirt in your life. You've accumulated some baggage and there's been some burrs that have attached to your saddle and to your clothes and you don't even know that they're there. But if you don't take some time to clean that out, the junk you went through in this season is going to follow you into the next season. You don't take time to get rid of that bitterness out of your heart. You don't even realize it's there until it raises its head. It's going to affect your new season. You wonder why I'm in a new season and I'm still dealing with dirt. It's because you didn't clean your boots off. You're in a clean house in a clean season, and yet you're still dealing with the same issues. It's because you didn't clean the dirt off. I'm talking to somebody here today. I feel this in my spirit. God gave me this 3 weeks ago, and I knew exactly what I needed to speak to. I'm telling you today, somebody has accumulated some things in your life, and it may have not even been on purpose. May not have even been your fault. But you've allowed things to accumulate on the outside of your walk with God. Things that were down in your boots that are dried and hard and crusty, and you don't even know that are there. And God's prepared a new season for you. God's got purpose for you. God's got direction for you. And as you begin to step into that new direction, all of a sudden, you see the same things begin to pop up. Somebody hear me today. You're wondering why those same things, why am I looking at burrs in this season? I thought those were in the woods because you didn't get rid of them when you stepped into the new season. They're invasive. They're designed that way to just simply deposit on your clothes and then drop off and begin to regrow. That's how they pollinate. That's how they grow. That's how they accumulate. That's how they begin to push into other areas of your life. And you think, okay, I'm going into a new year. I'm going to put some New Year's resolutions in place, and I'm going to fix some things, and I'm going to change some things. And a couple weeks down the road, everything you dealt with in the last season, all of a sudden is growing in the new season. I thought I was over that anger. I thought I was over that bitterness. It's because you never really got it out of your life. Sure, you might have covered it up. You might have put something else over top. You might have said, oh, it doesn't bother me anymore. But you never let God get down on the inside and begin to do some eradication of some roots in your life and get rid of what's down inside of there. Because if you don't, you're going to deal with the same thing that you dealt with in the old season, in the new season. I'm telling you today, somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. You're so tired of dealing with burrs. You're tired of dealing with mess. You clean as well as you can and turn around and there's still dirt. Listen, you walk, whoever's cleaning the sanctuary this week, I apologize, I'll help you. There's been dirt on these boots since I walked in here. That dirt was never intended to be in this place. I picked this up in the woods 3 weeks ago. Should never have been up here. Should never have been on this carpet. But because I didn't take the time to get rid of it, I've stepped into a new season, but I've brought old dirt with me. And I can clean as much as I want to, but if I'm walking in dirty boots, it doesn't matter how much I clean, because everywhere I go, I'm leaving a trail. I can try to do the best that I can in my walk with God. I can try to work as hard as I can on my New Year's resolutions, but if I'm still wearing dirty boots, it doesn't matter. My call today, my challenge to you today is this. You can't survive in the new season with what you had in the old season. And I'm going to tell you, it even goes as far as blessings. Some of you are trying to accumulate all these things. God's done so. I'm going to hoard these blessings and take them into my new season. Anybody ever heard of manna? Manna was good for one day. The Bible even instructed them, you take this amount for every person every day. The only time they were allowed to take more was right before the Sabbath. They could take 2 days' worth. And if you took more than that, when you woke up that next day, it was rotten. Because it was never designed to take you into multiple seasons. It was for one day. There are some things that God has done in your life and you're trying to hold on to. And he's trying to take you into a new season. And even blessings will begin to mold and stink if you don't do what in the new season, what you're supposed to do. You can't live in the new season with what you had in the old. I don't know who I'm talking to today. But this is a moment. This is an intersection in your life. Perhaps you've gone into multiple seasons. You've been dealing with some things for a long time. And you don't know why it won't go away. You don't know why you can't get victory over it. You don't know why you can't overcome it. It's because you're carrying old dirt with you every time you step into a new season. You're taking things that were never intended to be there. The dirt that I've put up here on this platform by just walking around was never supposed to be here. What I see over here on the carpet was never supposed to be here. And the only reason it is, we blame God. God, why'd you allow this? God, why did you bring this back into my life? He said, I didn't do that. That was on your boots. You chose to bring that old season into the new season. You think Joseph would have been able to survive in Egypt dealing with bitterness all those years? You got to find a way to get rid of that dirt. Help me with the music today. Moving into a new year, a new season. I'm asking you today to do some boot cleaning, some clothes inspection. That offense that just stuck to my arm when I was walking by that bush, I didn't even realize it. That it stuck with me. I've got to make sure I see it and remove it before I step into the new season so that offense doesn't follow me. The bitterness that I've experienced, mainly, maybe it's because of my own choices or maybe it's because of others' choices. If I don't remove it, if I don't take the time, listen, it's an intentional thing. I've got to take the time to sit down and begin to dig out that stuff that's in my boots. Because it's not going to come out on its own. It's been there for too long. I'm asking somebody today to be intentional. God, what's in my life that you don't want into the new season? I believe we're stepping into a new season. It's not just a turning of the page of a calendar year. That's part of it. But I believe that God is calling you, some of you, into some new seasons of your life. And he's challenging you today to not step into that season dealing with the old hang-ups and hurts and habits of the old season. Don't step into the Father's house season still dealing with the pig pen season. Don't step into the Egypt season still dealing with the bitterness season of your brothers. Let's get rid of that offense. Let's get rid of that hurt. Let's get rid of that negativity. Let's get rid of that entitlement. Let's get rid of all of these things. The Bible says get rid of those weights and sins that so easily beset you or cause you to fall. I don't know what's on your boots today. I don't know what you've dealt with. I don't know what you've walked through. I don't know what you've been through. But if you try to take old dirt into new seasons, you're going to experience the same frustration that you have felt in this old season. This is a time that this one song says, it's a new season, it's a new day. Let's not take what was there in the past and bring it with us. That anchor that's seemingly holding you back. You felt that tug, that pull that's holding you down for so long. Let's cut ties with those things. Let's clean some boots today and step into the season that God has for you. My past doesn't get to dictate my future. My Father dictates my future. In Jeremiah 29, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. Those plans are to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. I'm preaching to somebody today that doesn't feel hope because you've been in that old season so long. Plans to give you a hope and to give you a future. I feel the Spirit of the Lord so strong. God is calling you into a new thing, a new season. And you're still holding back here, holding on to this stuff that's held you back in the old season for so long. But I don't know who I am without this stuff. It's not you. Let it go. God never intended for you to hold on to that. Would you stand with me this morning? I know this is a simple message. I wish I had something elaborate to give you, but this is what God placed on my heart. You just lift your hands all over this place right now. Let's begin to talk to God for a moment. Lord, we need you. God, I feel a tug of your Spirit in this place. God, I know that there's somebody in this room, more than one person in this room, God, that's struggling to step into what you've asked them to step into because they're still holding on to what that old season looks like. They're still holding on to that pig pen mentality. Oh, it's just dirt. It's not a big deal. It's just burrs. It's not that big of a deal. But if you take old dirt into new seasons, you're going to live that old season all over again. The floors have been cleaned. Take your shoes off at the door. Take your past off at the door. Take your discouragement out and leave it at the front door. Take your bitterness and leave it in the yard. Don't step into the new season with what God is trying to free you from right now. You're fighting battles and struggling and frustrated. Lay it down today. God is calling you into something better, something bigger, but you've got to lay some things down. They're beginning to sing right now, and I'm just going to ask you, I wonder if somebody would be brave enough today to respond and say, I'm going to come and inspect my boots today. I'm going to look at that thing in my heart that I've not been able to let go of. And I'm going to let God dig that out of there right now because I'm not ready to step into a new season with old dirt. I need you to move on my life, God. I want to step into what you've prepared for me. And I don't want to take what I've been struggling with for all of this time with me. God, I need you to deliver me this morning. I need you to take this out of my heart today. I need to get victory over something today so when I step into what you've called me to, I don't deal with the same things I've been dealing with. Come on, somebody today, would you respond to the moving of the Holy Ghost? Would you respond to your pastor today? Because I'm telling you, I feel a pull in the Spirit. I know that there's something in your flesh that says, oh, he's not talking to me. Oh, I don't have any issues, but I'm telling you, you don't even sometimes realize it's there. Would you just open yourself up to God right now and say, Lord, if there's anything in my life right now that should not walk into that new season, would you remove it, God? Would you help me recognize what it is and help me remove it from my life? You've got a future for me. You've got hope for me. I don't want to be dragged down by my past. Come on, somebody's reaching in right now. Somebody's beginning to talk to God. Somebody's getting some deliverance right now. Lord, we need you in this house today. Come on, this is you and God. I know there's people up here with you, but this is you and God. This is a moment between you and Him where it's just an introspection. Lord, shine your light. Shine the light of the Holy Ghost in my life. God, I got some things on me I didn't realize were there. Would you help me get rid of it? Or maybe I do know, God. I know what I'm struggling with. I know what I don't want to relinquish, God. Would you give me the strength just to let it go? Just let it go so I can step into what you've called me into. Let go of that bitterness so I can begin to work in Potiphar's house. Let go of that betrayal so I can step into the palace and do what you've called me to do. I trust you, God, today. Remove it from my life today. I tell you. Jesus, for my belly, I speak the Holy Name. Jesus. It has to be an intentional act on your part. It doesn't happen by itself. You've got to decide, I'm going to inspect my heart. I'm going to inspect my life. God, I'm going to remove some things. He's not going to force anything. He's not going to require you to do something. You've got to make the decision. I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to live in my old season. I don't want reminders of that old season in the new season. I don't want the residue of the old season in the new season. So I'm going to do whatever I have to do to clean my boots and to make sure I pull burrs off of my spiritual walk. And I'm going to make sure there's nothing that follows me into that new season that's not good for me. You've got to decide that. And in your new season, when something pops up, recognize it. Said, no, that's not for this. That was for last year. That was for when I was dealing with that. I'm not going to be pulled down by this anymore. When that first weed pops up, if you don't catch it, it spreads. But if you catch the first one, say, no, I'm digging that root out. I'm not letting that grow because I know where that leads. Listen, somebody hear me today. God is getting ready to open up something in your life. And I feel this in the Holy Ghost. And if you don't prepare yourself for it, you're going to walk into that new season and start dealing with depression and frustration because what was open to you isn't fulfilled in your life because you're still dealing with the old season. Be ready when that'll happen. When that door opens, you be ready. Having removed that stuff, gotten rid of those things. Okay, God, you tell me. When that door opens, I'm walking through because I know you're preparing something for me. And God's doing it, and not just for one person. I believe that God is beginning ready to open up a new season for more than one person in this place. I can't tell you what it is. I don't know if it's financial or your job or ministry. I don't know what it is, but I feel this in my spirit today. And you've got to be ready and prepared. Don't take their old dirt into new seasons. Get rid of it now. Get rid of it. Let Him cover you with that robe. Let Him take you in and give you that ring and the sandals and put you in the position that you need to be put in. But He can't do that when you're carrying old dirt. Would you pray with me this morning? God, I don't have the words right now to express what I feel in my heart. But God, Your Spirit can begin to speak right now. Lord, I pray that You would begin to move on some hearts and some lives. Begin to mold some things, God, into our hearts and our lives that need to be there and help remove some things that don't. God, I know that You've prepared some things. I know that You know the end from the beginning and we can't see tomorrow and You do. So we're trusting You to prepare us for that moment. God, I pray that when that door opens, we'll be ready, that we'll be prepared, that we'll have removed those things that don't need to be there, that we can walk into the new season unencumbered, not being held back by anything in our past, because our past does not dictate our future. God, You do. You dictate our future. You hold our future in Your hands. And You've already spoken to us about hope and a future, plans that would prosper us. And we hold on to that promise today. But in doing so, God, we commit to You that we're going to get rid of some things in our heart. We're going to get rid of some things from the old season so we're ready for the new season. Lord, we thank You for Your Spirit today. I thank You for Your touch. I thank You for Your mercy and the opportunity, God, to begin to look at introspectively into my life, that You don't just pass judgment. You open doors of mercy, and I'm thankful for that today. I give You praise and honor. Thank You for all these things. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank You for being here the last Sunday of 2023. I do believe that God has some incredible things in store over the next just little while. I just feel it in my spirit. Let's be ready. Let's be ready to step into whatever that is, whatever door that is open. We want to be ready to do that individually and as a church. Looking forward to what God has for us in this coming year.